Hi there, this is David Coulthard.
Hi, this is Sebastian Vettel.
You're the world champion! You're the triple world champion, Sebastian Vettel!
Can I do it, Donna?
Bonus will not be required, thank you.
Take that as a yes, then.
Hi, I'm Mark Webber, and you're listening to the 2013 Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast.
Great drive, Mark. Fantastic. We've won the Constructors. Thank you. Well done.
Hello and welcome to the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast and to round 10 of the 2013 season, and it's an F1 favourite, Hungary. The Hungaroring made its Formula One debut in 1986. It's basically a street circuit without the houses. Tight, twisty and almost impossible to overtake around. It's one of the slowest circuits on the calendar, so a good high downforce setup similar to that used in Monaco is important here. The circuit has 14 turns on its 4.381 kilometer lap. The race is 70 laps, a distance of 306.630 kilometers. The track is 20 kilometers north of Budapest, a beautiful city known as the Paris of Central Europe. It's always hot during the race weekend. You have the perfect excuse to quench your thirst in the multitude of outdoor bars and clubs. Conveniently, there's also a water park at the track for those who remember to pack their swimming costumes. On this edition of the podcast, we speak to both our drivers about their races here in Hungary. We hear from podcast favourites Christian Horner and David Coulthard. We speak to some massive Hollywood names as well as a big player from the world of MotoGP. Plus, as the factory breaks up for its summer holiday, we'll find out exactly what the team plans to get up to. First, let's find out more about this incredible track from a driver's perspective. Laura spoke to Sebastian Buemi.
Sebastian, start by giving us your trademark lap of the Hungaroring circuit.
It's a completely different circuit to what we are normally used to. We say it's a kind of a Monaco circuit here in Budapest because there is plenty of slow speed corners, so we need a lot of downforce on the car. And you've got the first section which is more similar to, let's say, a normal circuit with a very tight first corner, good possibilities to overtake. After that, again, a long straight before going into corner two. You've got a bit of off camber. It's not really easy to manage. And then after that, you go back on the power and you've got a pretty long section flat out. And that's already it for the first sector. The second sector is plenty of corners. So you have first two very quick corners, and after that you've got a lot of slow speed corners between third gear and fourth gear. It's a lot of little chicanes, and this is where you need the big downforce on the car if you want to make up some lap time. So in general, we see a big difference between the cars in this section. And then the last sector is a bit similar to the first sector. Basically, you've got straights and pretty long slow speed corners where you also need the downforce. The circuit is quite bumpy as well, so you need a combination of a soft car, you know, with a lot of downforce if you want to be able to ride the curbs and the bumps pretty well.
And we've seen you in a clip from Goodwood recently, and you were quoted at the end of that as saying that your aim was to try and keep the car on the road. Did you manage to do that?
Yes, that was the main objective in Goodwood. It's a very strange kind of uphill track because it's very narrow and it's quite bumpy. So with a Formula One car, you know, it's not really easy to drive there, but still there was plenty of fans out there and really enjoyed, you know, driving up the hill and with such a good car, you know, that's always something that as driver you enjoy.
Good atmosphere there?
Yeah, fantastic atmosphere. You know, the weather was great, 30 degrees. Not really used to this weather in England, so that was really good, really enjoyed, and lots of spectators all over the weekend.
Finally, tell us what you've got planned for the summer break.
I try to plan what I normally can during the season, so just maybe to relax, spend a bit of time with the family, and maybe go on holiday. Still don't know where, to be honest, but just maybe for 10 days don't do anything, and then I'll start to train again properly towards the middle of August, and you know, and then we'll see what happens for the second part of the season.
So you might do something last minute.
Yeah, exactly, maybe do something last minute.
Okay, well, we'll catch up with you in Spa to find out. Thank you.
Thank you.
On to the race here today now. Sebastian and Mark finished third and fourth respectively at this afternoon's 2013 Hungarian Grand Prix. The race was won by Lewis Hamilton in the Mercedes, who was followed over the line by Kimi Räikkönen. Finishing behind our drivers were Fernando Alonso, Roman Grosjean, Jenson Button, Felipe Massa, Sergio Perez and Pasto Maldonado to complete the top 10. Here is third place Sebastian Vettel after the race.
It was quite entertaining with Kimi in the end. Difficult to get past. It's not the best track. It's a bit like Monaco, even though you have one long straight, but still it's tricky. And once it was quite close, it was not the prime overtaking spot, but I was trying to create something for the next couple of corners, but it didn't work. The key issue in the race was when I got stuck behind Jensen. I think there's nobody to blame from a team point of view. I think I lost more time than expected on the way in before that first stop because the tires just fell apart. So, not the way we planned, and we just came out behind Jensen. So then I couldn't get past. I tried to force it, damaged my front wing, which was a mistake from my side. Maybe I was trying to urge a little bit too much. I saw Lewis pulling away right in front. After that, I basically tried to fight back as much as I could. As I said, it was close with Kimi, but nevertheless, nice to be on the podium again.
A great race from Mark Webber saw him push from 10th place to eventually finish 4th. Here he is after the race.
I think we had the right strategy. You know, we knew there was a lot of pressure on the first lap. I needed to be the first prime guy. So I got some clear air, which worked well. A very good start was okay, but first sector was very good. Pressure on Kimi, and then we just settled in. I had a pretty tricky car in the first three or four laps because I knew the options were quite grippy. And then we just got our head down, and I think maybe could have got a little bit more, but not a huge amount more. I think the strategy was pretty solid. We made many mistakes, so I tried to stay on as much as I could, and you also got to pace those options to the end. It's very easy for them to lose a lot of performance, you know, even on a 10 lap stint. So I pushed them pretty hard, but ultimately not quite enough to get back on podium. I mean, Lewis ran a fantastic race, very comfortably, you can see that. Two good moves on me with fresh tyres. That thing on fresh tyres has got so much grip, it's incredible. So fair play to him. A couple of good moves, and you've got to be sensible lane. Obviously contact at that point in turn 3 is no good for either of us, and he was down the road anyway, really. So well done to Lewis, and I'm happy with my drive.
This is a track that David Coulthard loves. He watched the whole race unfold from his BBC commentary box. Laura spoke to him after the race.
Okay, DC, so give us a quick race review.
Well, I think that was a pretty action-packed race all in. Obviously, good comeback for Mark from that bad qualifying position. Sebastian, of course, will be disappointed to have pulled up behind McLaren, Jenson Button, who was doing his own race, his own strategy. But I think that overall, good solid points, more gain in the drivers and constructors championship. So all in all, I think Red Bull will be quite happy going into the break.
You had a bit of a blast from the past today with that photograph you showed us. Could you describe that to our listeners?
Yeah, I was given a picture. They were obviously throwing out some old stuff at McLaren, and one of the marketing staff there gave me a picture from 2004 when I was teammates with Kimi, when our Queen Elizabeth came to McLaren at that time to open the factory, and I was looking a lot younger at that time, and she actually looks in the photographs, so she's making direct eye contact with me and having a conversation. I can't remember what she said, but I've pictured it with Ron Dennis and Kimi Räikkönen, and that's a nice little thing. I'll stick that in the toilet at home, I think.
So you think you might have had a soft spot for you?
Well, she's only human.
Okay, and then we're just about to go into the summer break. Any holiday plans for you?
I am going to the Red Bull Ring to do some driver coaching there, and then I'm going to head up to Switzerland with the family. I've got a little chalet up in the hills, so go and enjoy some downtime, and then it's off to Cuba actually for a Red Bull event. I've never been to Cuba, so I'm quite excited to do that, and then back in time to head to the next Grand Prix.
Okay, brilliant. And just one last thing, could you sing us into the summer break with a quick line from Robin Thicke?
What is the song? Go again. I know the video, of course, especially the partially clothed one.
Okay, song?
Well, I was at a friend's 65th the other day, and we were all a wee bit tipsy, and he's Scottish, so he was singing, "Oh, you canny throw your granny off a bus. Oh, you canny throw a granny off a bus. Oh, you canny throw your granny, because she's your mammy's mammy. You canny throw your granny off a bus."
Brilliant.
So that was cue a lot of confused people in France.
Great. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks.
That's another incredible song there, DC. We'll add that one to the album. This race attracted some massive names from the world of acting. Laura caught up with just three of them, one British, one Australian and one German, star of Game of Thrones, Liam Cunningham, star of Avatar, Sam Worthington, and star of Wanted and King Kong, Thomas Kretschmann.
I'm joined by...
My name's Sam Worthington.
I'm Liam Cunningham.
I'm Thomas Kretschmann.
Okay, and what brings you each here today?
We come to see the race. I'm a big fan of Sebastian Vettel, fellow German. Want to watch him win.
And you, Sam?
I came to see these boys. But more importantly, I came because I'm a fan of Formula One.
Liam?
Same reason. I'm a huge fan. This is my third race this season.
Liam's 109.
Liam was here when they were drawn by horses.
Yeah, when they were pedalling Formula One cars. That's when I started coming. I used to pedal them.
You look very good for your age.
Yeah, I do. Thanks. That's very kind of you. Thank God this is not on camera.
Okay, if you had to describe your day so far in one word, what would that word be?
In Hungary, hot.
Dynamic.
Sexy. Yes.
And what I want to know from each of you is, if you had to nominate someone from the acting world to take up Formula One, who would you choose and why?
You think Sam is the man, huh?
Sam.
You think that? I don't think that. I think Sam, if you don't nominate me, I'm going to break both your legs. Answer this very, very carefully. I'm listening.
Zach Galifianakis, because it'd be funny seeing him try to fit into the car.
Yeah, Zach. Yeah, that'd be cool. Trying to get the helmet over
trying
his ears.
Trying to get the helmet over his ears. That's it.
Okay, and have any of you tried racing yourselves?
I'm racing every morning with my kids to school.
Okay.
In a Volkswagen.
He's racing to get his lungs working, it sounds like.
Okay, that's brilliant. Thanks very much.
The MotoGP crew are all enjoying some time off at the moment. Some of them came to enjoy some of the Formula One atmosphere here. Laura spoke to one of its stars, Florian Alt.
So I'm joined by Florian Alt. Florian, could you start by telling us where you've travelled from to join us today?
I'm travelling from Cologne. It's in Germany and it's not so far away. It's just 1,000 kilometres.
Okay, did you drive?
No, we fly.
Okay. And great. And tell us what brings you here. Is this your first F1 race or have you been before?
Yeah, it's my first F1 race. It's really nice here. I like it. And it's completely different to MotoGP, but also lots of fun here.
What would you say is the one main difference between an F1 paddock and a MotoGP paddock?
Oh, that's a big difference. It's completely different. I think it's much more business here. And, it's with four wheels and not with two.
As loud or louder?
No, it's not loud. Okay. It's MotoGP is much louder.
And could you tell our listeners what your biggest achievement to date has been? What's the thing that you're most proud of achieving in Moto?
Am I?
Yeah.
My biggest achievement is that I was Rookies Cup winner last year, Red Bull Rookies Cup, and at the same time I was German champion.
Brilliant. And what would you like your biggest achievement in 5 years' time to be? How would you push the boundaries?
I hope I will ride in 5 years MotoGP in the biggest class, and hopefully I will get into 7 or 8 years of world championship in MotoGP, but now I will just go in the MotoGP fast and we'll be there, world championship.
You've got the summer break coming up, so we've been asking lots of people this weekend what their plans are for the summer holidays. Have you got any plans?
Yeah, I've got many plans. I've bought yesterday a new KTM to ride a little bit motocross or something like this, and did long holiday. Now we will stay after this weekend home and we will see lots of sport for sure.
And it's also your summer break at the moment as well?
Yeah, for sure. It's my summer break as well.
Okay, brilliant. Well, thanks very much and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Hungary is one of the most popular races for guests on the racing calendar. With that comes a great deal of work in the hospitality department. Laura went to speak to a Hungarian member of our catering crew.
So I'm joined by a Hungarian member of our catering crew here. Could you start by introducing yourself?
Hello, it's Vanda. I'm from Hungary and I'm the part of the
energy station and I really enjoy it. Great. And the energy station looks quite similar. Well, it's the same structure, in fact, for all of our European races. But this one happens to be based in your home country. Does that make it more exciting for you?
Yeah, definitely, because there's so much people around who I know. Yeah. Well, actually, because I've been working to Red Bull Hungary before, so I just love it. Yeah, it's such a different atmosphere like this.
And if you had to recommend one thing that every person should do when they're visiting Budapest, what would it be?
Definitely try the palinka. Go to the Kessel or maybe go to a festival and have a strong palinka. It's like the typical Hungarian grappa.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's it. I think that's the most important thing.
And do you get to stay at home because you're in your home country or do you still stay in the hotel with the crew?
I still stay in the hotel because, you know, of the team spirit and everything, and I'm living pretty far from the hotel, so we work so long hours that we just get to the track together and it's just nice like this.
Okay, great. Well, I can see you're very busy, so I'll let you get back to work. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Heath.
Now we look forward to the summer break, and that means a factory shutdown. Katie took the podcast microphone around the team to find out what they'll be up to, plus gave them a chance to reflect on the first half of the season.
Hi, I'm Tom Batch. I'm Seb's systems engineer. Me and a few of the boys from the team are taking ourselves away to Vegas for 5 days to relax and unwind. And then I've got a wedding to go to, so a bit of time with family and friends and a bit of time to relax as well. Hopefully a little bit of golf, work on my handicap, and just generally chill out and try and recharge the batteries a bit.
And then looking back, what's been the highlight of your season so far?
I think the home win in Germany with Seb was a pretty big one for all the guys in his car particularly, and obviously for Seb himself, and it's one we've wanted to do for a while, so it was good to get that one ticked off.
Hi, this is Rocky, Guillaume Roquelin. I'm race engineer for Sebastien. For the break, I'll be going back home to France on holiday. So a week with my parents and then a week by myself, because there's only so much time you can spend with your family. Looking forward to it, relaxing. So far, it's been a good season. We're doing very well, very pleased with that. And the highlight of the season, the good thing is that it happened quite recently. It was the win in Germany. I think it's been in the press a lot of things about Sebastien not winning at home, not winning in July and things like that, which is a bit unfair. Somebody came up with a statistic the other day that he's actually the third highest ever winner of different races behind Prost and Schumacher. So considering for how short he's been doing it, I think it's very good. So Portugal, oh, he doesn't win in Germany. But nonetheless, winning your home Grand Prix is a big thing. He was very happy and I was very pleased for him.
I'm Nigel Hope, senior garage technician at Red Bull Racing.
And what are you doing for your holidays?
Nothing much really. Spend too much time in airports anyway, so I'm going to stay at home, moving into a new house, and that's it really.
And what's been your highlight of the season so far?
I can't think of any because there's been so many.
Hi there, I'm Jonathan Wheatley, team manager. Highlight of my season has been running again and actually able to do a whole lap without walking, and I'm going with my family to Mallorca for 2 weeks, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Hi, I'm Joe Robinson, I'm Sebastian's number one. My highlight of the season so far has been being chosen to go up on the podium in Germany and represent the team. It's a real honour to represent all the guys, especially after all the hard work that everybody puts in. It's been a hard season so far, and that's really been the pinnacle. We're not doing much for holidays. I'm going to take a few days basically just taking my kids out and let them choose what they want to do. So it's going to be 2 weeks of doing as I'm told, really. I think Lindsay, my wife, and George and Lily, my children, they've got some days planned. I think rather worryingly, George wants to go karting, so that could end up costing me a small fortune, and Lily wants to go and see a castle. So all the important stuff in life.
Hello, my name's Graham Woodin, parts coordinator. I think the best part of the season for me so far was probably Australia. It's the first race of the year, is always a good way to start. Holidays, not doing a great deal, basically staying at home, having a few days away, a couple of days in Bristol and a couple of days in London, so can't wait.
Hi, I'm Gavin Ward, I'm performance engineer on Mark Webber's car. My highlight of the season so far is probably the podium finish in Monaco. We didn't quite think we were competitive enough, and then we sort of punched above our weight there, so we're pretty happy with it. On my holidays, I'm off to Chicago first. Me and the girlfriend are going to fly to Chicago, spend a few days there, and then do a little road trip up to Toronto and see the family.
Hi, I'm Holly Taggart. I am an account manager in the sponsorship team at Infinity Rebel Racing.
What would you say is your fondest memory of the year so far, now that we're entering the summer break?
It has to be Monaco meeting the legend Felix Baumgartner. He was absolutely awesome and out of this world.
Did he give you wings?
He did.
Okay, and then last question then is, we want to know what you're up to for your summer holiday.
I'm off to Porto Banus with a few friends. Bit of sun, bit of cocktails, on the beach.
A little bit of Marbella action.
position?
Yep, so strictly no cars before Marbs now for the last week before the break.
I'm Dean Markham, I'm a garage technician.
And Dean, what are you planning for your holidays?
Not sure yet, maybe get a few days away last minute.
Somewhere in Europe?
Yeah, probably be somewhere not too far.
And what's been the best bit of your season for you so far?
It's all been quite good, but still doing well with results and that, but been running the tracks and that's been quite good and good competition.
And you're pretty fast, aren't you? I think you're one of the fastest in the team.
Yeah, not too bad, but I think Olaf will disagree on that.
My name's Darren Pentney. I'm a transmission technician for Sebastian Vettel. The highlight of my season so far is leading the championship again. I think the boys have done a fantastic job of working as a team again. I think as a group of players, you know, we've done a fantastic job. You know, everyone's pulled together again. You know, wicked drivers, wicked team. For my holidays, I'm not going anywhere. I refuse to get on a plane. I'm going to go up north to go and see some family on my second week. My missus is working the first week, so I think I'm going to have a week by myself, which is quite nice.
Hello, my name's Andy Damerham. The highlight of my year so far has been the British Grand Prix, because it was close to home and we didn't do too bad a job there. And I'm going on holiday. I'm actually going to go camping for the second week, because I didn't book anything earlier.
So you're popular at home then?
Not really. Well, with my boy I am, yeah. Not really. So yeah, I'm going camping to North Devon. I want to go surfing. Yeah.
Well, that's almost it for this edition of the podcast. Before we go, Katie spoke to Christian Horner to get his final thoughts on the Hungarian Grand Prix.
A very hot and tough afternoon. Probably the decisive moment in Sebastian's race was after the first stop, when we emerged behind Jensen Button and weren't able to get past quickly and sustained a bit of wing damage. That then effectively released Lewis and put us back into the realms of fighting with Kimi on a two-stop. But despite the damage, you know, Sebastian was able to maintain a very strong pace and pushed all the way to the flag. Mark's recovery from 10th was an excellent drive today. A very strong first stint put him back into contention, and you know, to recover from 10th on the grid to 4th was a very strong drive. So heading into the summer break, we've extended our lead in the Drivers' Championship, and everybody's now deserved a well-earned break and recharge our batteries for when we come back in the end of August.
And then looking back over the season so far, what's been your highlight?
The highlight, one of the highlights for sure, was winning in Montreal, a race we'd never won before. So I would say if I had to pick a moment, that was the highlight.
And then it sounds a bit like the party's already started here, but what are you doing for your holidays?
I'm taking a bit of time out, just, you know, going to spend some time with family and so on. And the good thing is that because everybody's not allowed to work, then you're not bombarded with emails and phone calls. So it'll be a good 2 weeks and ready for the second half of the year.
Okay, well, have a nice break and we'll see you back in Spa.
And you, Katie.
So, we head off for the summer leading both the constructors' and the drivers' title fight. It's a chance to recharge, reflect, and continue the consistent form of the first half of the year. You can keep in touch with the team at any time through Twitter, Facebook, and the website. All the details are at redbullracing.com. It's all to play for when we return in Belgium on the 25th of August. Until then, take care.